Welcome to our fourth devotional on Colossians. Today we're going to look at Colossians 2, 6 through 19. So if you want to turn in your Bibles to Colossians 2, I invite you to do that now. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught and overflowing with thankfulness. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the elemental spiritual forces of this world, rather than on Christ. For in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives, in bodily form, and in Christ you have been brought to fullness. He is the head over every power and authority. In him you were also circumcised, with a circumcision not performed by human hands. Your whole self, ruled by the flesh, was put off when you were circumcised by Christ, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through your faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead. When you were dead in your sins, and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins, having canceled the charge of our legal indebtedness, which stood against us and condemned us. He has taken it away, nailing it to the cross, and having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. Therefore, do not let anyone judge you by what you eat or drink or with regard to a religious festival, a new moon celebration, or a Sabbath day. These are a shadow of the things that were to come. The reality, however, is found in Christ. Do not let anyone who delights in false humility and the worship of angels disqualify you. Such a person also goes into great detail about what they have seen. They are puffed up with idle notions by their unspiritual mind. They have lost connection with the head, from whom the whole body, supported and held together by its ligaments and sinews, grows as God causes it to grow. As Paul continues in Colossians, we are reminded of one of Paul's first themes in the letter, thankfulness. Our lives as Christians should be expressed in overflowing thankfulness. Living our lives in Christ, rooted and built upon him and strengthened in faith, lead us to deep gratitude and joy. The Christian journey is not one of bitterness or disappointment in the things we can no longer do. Too often I see people experiencing Christianity as this list of rules they have to follow for fear of making a mistake at the peril of their eternal life. But the Christian life is one of freedom and joy found in Christ, expressed in thanksgiving. If you find yourself only following the rules and begrudgingly at times, we need to talk about the life that Jesus calls us to and lives inside of each of us. Paul tells us that in Christ, all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form, and in Christ, you have been brought to fullness. Did you catch what happened in these two parallel thoughts? Paul is debunking both pagan and Jewish critiques in one fell swoop. Jesus is the fullness of God in bodily form. Jesus is not some demigod who is half God, half man, pagan god or goddess. That's not who Jesus is. And then for the Jewish critique, God is still one because God is fully present in Jesus. But the beauty of this argument for the Colossians and for us is in the parallel statement that in Christ we have been brought to fullness too. Christ completes us. Christ is enough. There is no need for more. There is no need for legalistic thinking on top of Jesus. Jesus is sufficient. The moment we start adding to Jesus is the moment we start losing the point of it all. Jesus is over and above all things, all powers and authorities, and it was through his triumph on the cross that he disarmed them. The moment where the powers and authorities of Rome and the Jewish religious leaders thought that they were triumphing over Jesus was the moment Jesus triumphed over them. So as we join with Christ, in Christ alone, through baptism, we too are buried and raised with Jesus, just as God raised Jesus from the dead. So God makes us alive with Christ, and in that moment, we are fulfilled. We are triumphant. We are more than enough as we are found and made complete in Christ. And it's this language of baptism that will guide our next devotional on Friday. But until then, may God continue to cause you to grow more and more complete in Christ as Christ is formed in you. May you live into the truth with thankfulness that Christ has triumphed over every power and authority through the cross, and that you have been brought to that fullness too. I invite you to listen to the lyrics of Crown Him with Many Crowns as our prayer today. Crown Him with many crowns, the Lamb upon the throne. Hark, how the heavenly anthem drowns all music but its own. Awake, my soul, and sing of Him who died for thee, and hail Him as the matchless King through all eternity. Crown Him the Lord of life, who triumphed over the grave and rose victorious in the strife for those He came to save. His glories now we sing, who died and rose on high, who died eternal life to bring and lives that death may die. Crown Him the Lord of love, behold His hands and side. Rich wounds, yet visible above, and beauty glorified. No angel in the sky can fully bear that sight, but downward bend their burning eyes at mysteries so bright. Crown Him the Lord of years, the potentate of time, creator of the rolling spheres, ineffably sublime. All hail, Redeemer, hail! For thou hast died for me. Thy praise shall never, never fail throughout eternity. Grace and peace to you. Amen.